Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on the morning shift, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So the Atlanta Drive taking a 1-0 lead in the TGL Finals against New York. They won 6-5 yesterday, and they will play again tonight. Best of three series.
I thought it was a lot of fun watching and, kind of finishing the highlights this morning and watching how that all played out. A little bit of drama, the hammer throws and things like that. I know that the rules have been changed a little bit, but like Tiff said, best of three series. They'll be back at it tonight. I can't say this enough, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, the ability to get to know the personalities of these guys involved in these teams and in these tournaments and seeing their interactions with teammates, but also, you know, seeing Justin Thomas walk out in the green and drop the flag for the hammer throw and the drama that comes with that. It felt like a final. It really did feel like a final. And I know this is the inaugural season of this league, and it's been on the peripheral for some people in this town, but it felt like a big event. And in a time in sports when we talk about making things big events, this is a talk in a lot of leagues, a lot of sports about postseasons and tournaments and things like that. Watching this last night felt like a big event, and it definitely paid off in the way that the guys performed.
I think one of the things for me is just the personalities and seeing the competitive drive and trash talk that they kind of do, and they're playing a little. There is some games play with how they're throwing the hammer, and when they're throwing the hammer, and how it's executed. Yeah, match two is tonight, but if New York wins, they will play match three pretty much right after at 9 o'clock tonight. So it'll all be decided tonight, and hopefully Billy Horschel and Cantlay and Justin Thomas and these guys are holding up a trophy at the end, because I mean it'd be pretty cool if Atlanta wins the first one, because we've all, like me and all my guys in my golf group, we've watched it from like afar, and you know, it's been a conversation on group text. I haven't learned all the rules,
yes,
with the hammer throw and when how it goes, and I know you only have so many, and
right,
you cannot accept it if you're the other team, and. But it's still been something that has been on, and we've been able to watch. I also love the facilities that they're doing.
I was going to say, it's really well done. Like, that's been one of the most impressive parts of the entire thing. The facility is extremely nice, but even the production value of it, of hitting off grass, you know, having this gigantic screen, obviously, you're hitting into, and then when you do hit the green, the light that shines on the actual green in the venue, it's so well done. Like, it's so cool, and of course, this will be a format that grows, and I know that you know, this type of thing has become a bigger and bigger deal, you know, especially when weather doesn't allow you to play golf. But I think this will only grow and continue to kind of fine tune what the format is and expand from there.
Yeah, you're able to do these events with the tournaments even going on. And I think it's just part of what you expect from Tiger Woods, Rory, you know, two guys that don't have the words failure associated with their names very often. Not to mention you got guys like Arthur Blank. I believe Robert Kraft is bought into this. So these are guys that they're successful. They know what they're doing. So it's cool because it has clearly been well thought out and so far seemingly well executed.
All right, let's get some NFL headlines. We're going in the huddle. The Heisman Trophy finalist Cam Ward had his pro day the other day. He worked out in front of more than 90 NFL team staffers, but only the Tennessee Titans were really highlighted in this one. And Ward said, "I'm solidifying it today. They finally got to see me throw in person. That should be all they need to see. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be happy whatever team I go to. I'm just trying to play football." Let's take a listen.
"Everybody gave me crap. They said I said
not only showing them, but every other team just throwing on rhythm, whether it's three steps on rhythm, five steps on rhythm for under in the gun, heavy play action, gun five with movement outside the pocket, just showing them all, you know, under center stuff that I didn't get to show as much during the season, letting them know that I'm capable of it. Because at the end of the day, the NFL is not playing under center all the time. They're in the gun, but you got to be able to do it. And so that was the main focus for me. And then other than that, just making it all about my receivers, trying to throw them catchable balls, make sure not have balls hit the ground. We had a couple. But at the end of the day, you ain't going to be perfect. You always got stuff to get better at."
Yeah, and obviously Titans highlighted because they had the first overall pick. Sound like it's the middle of the draft pick. And he's probably going to be one of the top three players, and he's definitely the top quarterback on the board. And look, I like the fact that he basically walked over and pointed at the Titans and was like, "I'm going to show you today why you can't skip me, you can't not pick me." And if you believe, are we all under the agreement or the kind of assumption that as it sits today, he's the top quarterback prospect? I mean,
I don't think it's close.
Yeah.
I personally don't think it's close.
So if you would think in year two, the Will Levis experiment's kind of dead in Tennessee, right after a couple years. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty evident.
And an offensive coach, I think it makes a lot of sense for them. Now, again, if you're Brian Callahan and you know that you can not have a good season this year and still be there next year to pick – and take that risk, then go ahead. If not, I got Kirk Cousins I can trade you. But I think everything lines up to making sense for Tennessee.
Yeah, and look, man, I think that for me, he's far and away the best prospect. I think you can poke holes in just about everybody else in terms of what they were not able to do. And I love that he's, you know, got that kind of cocky confidence in this pro day to walk over and kind of point at them and go, "Yeah, hey, take that."
We've suddenly turned this into the Remember the Titans moment where he walks over and points at the other head coach. That's kind of what I'm envisioning, except for that it was a pro day. He just like pointed at Brian Callahan.
It makes a lot of sense all the way around. I know that they signed, who did they sign? Brandon Allen, I think, is one of the who they signed earlier in the offseason. So yeah, I think the Will Levis experiment is over. I think the Titans kind of holding that card of being that I'm one overall pick, the contingent being there, Brian Callahan being in attendance watching it. And obviously, I just love the part, though. Can we dive into this for 1 second? I just love the part where he's like, you know, in the NFL, you got to be able to go under center when needed. Like, Kirk Cousins, hey, do you hear that? You got to be able to go under center when needed so we're not always going out of the pistol and things like that and struggling to get to the handoff point and Bijan Robinson on a wide zone. All right, I'll move on.
That's it? Okay, moving on to the LA Rams with Puka Nacua. He's 23 years old, but he gave a number as to at which he would like to be able to retire. Let's take a listen to what he had to say on the Join the Lobby podcast.
"I want to retire at the age of 30. I'm 23 right now. I'm going into year 3. I think of Aaron Donald, like, man, like to go out at the top, I think it would be super cool. But then also be like, yo, like I want to have a big family. Just like I want to have at least a starting 5. I'm like, I came from a big family.
Oh, so he said he wants 5.
I need 5 boys. I need 5 boys for sure.
That's cool.
But also being like, man, I want to be able to like be a part of their lives and like be as active as I can with them. So I'm like, I don't want to be, the injuries are something that you can't control part of the game. So like, oh man, like you never know. Hopefully like the rest of your career go healthy. But like, man, you have shoulder surgery, you have knee surgery, you have ankle, and be like, yo, like by the time my kids could be 18, I'm like, I could be barely walking if I like, if you play the game and like you sustain all the injuries. But I want to retire early.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a good perspective from a young player who has been able to kind of lean on some of the veterans of that team that used to be on the team. You heard him cite Aaron Donald. And I got to sit down with Aaron Donald during our meetings going into his final year when I had a Rams game, and just listening to him light up about the Super Bowl moment that he had with his kids, with the confetti falling all around them, and how special that was and how important his family was to him. Being one of the big reasons why, you know, he felt he had accomplished all he could accomish, which he certainly did, and felt that it was time to step away. So you look at a talent like Puka, who obviously has dealt with a number of injuries, but still incredibly talented, and for them to even find, be able to find him, right, and draft that kind of guy, I think he's got a good head on his shoulders.
I would dare to say that we'll see more. Now, I don't think Puka is a result of this, but I as the NIL era continues, you'll probably see more of the guys come out with what, $10 million in the bank already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with the way football is structured, where you have to be 3 years in college, and some of these guys are getting paid literally right out of high school. I mean, just to sign with these teams, I think you could see a lot more of these guys saying, "Oh well, 10 years in, I've made $75-80 million. I've, you know, maybe a lot of them more. I've invested, and, you know, I don't have to play till I'm 40.
It is interesting, too, because, you know, and I think the Aaron Donald part of it makes a lot of sense, and I think Aaron Donald was smart to walk away. There's also, though, the, like, Cooper Kupp part of this, where Cooper, like, gets, you know, put on the trade block, and he's like, I'm just peaking. Like, I'm still going. And Matthew Stafford reportedly, you know, like, you know, the Raiders' interest and all that, and Matthew Stafford comes back on a big contract and is going to play till he's, you know, old, you know, 40 years old. So, look, I think it's up to each individual to make those decisions, and I understand why he does it. And so I think that as he, you know, continues to go along that track, that, you know, he's got to do what's best for himself.
Yeah, nothing's wrong with either way you choose to do it. I just think it's interesting to hear that perspective from a 23-year-old who's already thinking about maybe the long term. I think it's what a lot of athletes do eventually have to think about, right? Your long term health from playing a game that's so physical.